USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a rare Saturday afternoon address, President Trump says of the government shutdown, the issues behind it, and his proposal for ending the shutdown.
I want this to end. It's got to end now. These are not talking points. These are the heartbreaking realities that are hurting innocent, precious human beings every single day on both sides of the border.
Trump offering to exchange a 3-year delay in deportations of DACA recipients and temporary protected status immigrants in exchange for more than $5 billion for border barriers. Before he delivered the address, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a non-starter. A White House spokesman says,
they're against the president before they know what he's even going to say, and it tells you everything you need to know.
Deputy White House Press Chief Hogan Gidley was speaking on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Neither a specific date nor a location have been announced yet, but President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are planning another summit next month.
Since they met in Singapore last June, the North Koreans have not delivered on what the president said was an agreement to get rid of their nuclear program. Their missile bases remain operational, and they continue to improve their weapons capabilities. The Pentagon warned that North Korea still poses, quote, an extraordinary threat, which raises the stakes for next month's summit.
That's USA's Wendy King. The summit was agreed to when President Trump met Friday with a top North Korean diplomat. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake shaking buildings in central Chile last night. It struck at about 10:30 local time. Power outages reported some minor damage to buildings, but there was no tsunami threat from the quake. Another day of canceled air flights will plague American travelers as a major snowstorm is pounding the Northeast and New England. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A top Republican U.S. senator is calling for a slower and, in his words, smarter withdrawal from Syria than what the president's called for. Here's more on that from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
After lengthy meetings with the Turkish president, Senator Lindsey Graham called on Saturday for a slower, smarter withdrawal of American troops from Syria to avoid setting off a broader war and a nightmare for Turkey.
If we don't think this through, this is going to be a rock on steroids. If we get it right, we can begin to stabilize northeastern Syria.
Graham's trip to Turkey came after an aborted visit by the White House National Security Advisor, John Bolton, who left the country without meeting with the Turkish president. Infuriated by comments Mr. Bolton had made in Israel that Turkey would be forced to ensure that Kurdish forces were protected, he canceled the proposed meeting.
Meanwhile, Saudi-led forces have been bombing the capital of Yemen. A spokesman for the Saudi coalition says its warplanes attacked 7 military facilities in the city of Sana'a overnight, a resident telling Reuters it was the worst bombing in a year in the Yemen civil war. And the 1960s period film Green Book, the top winner at last night's 30th Annual Producers Guild of America Film Awards, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was the winner for animated feature, and the Mr. Rogers film Won't You Be My Neighbor took a top prize for best documentary. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.